Test. Test, test.
Yeah.
Can you hand me the yellow book?
And your pen. Your traditional pen.
I have to buy a lot of pens.
Did you lose the last one?
Always.
Always, okay. Yes. It's not in here. Okay, well, no, never mind.
Won't need your pen.
Can you turn me down a little bit? Not, yeah, that's good. Okay. Let's just pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much for your death on the cross and for your defeating that and your resurrection and the freedom that that offers. And Lord, I ask as we just spend a few moments talking and singing and telling our stories that you would be with us and that we would get a taste of your interaction in our journeys towards you. We get a taste of you in that. Maybe a leaning into your kingdom. So I ask all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Okay, tonight is just a little bit different. So kids, you're all in here today, so you get to be part of the conversation. So when I ask you lots of hard questions, you have to answer them. So I may just grab you in the middle of the conversation and make you answer, you know, make you do your spelling words or whatever. Yes, Caleb. Okay, if I get you a Bible, you'll answer the hard questions. Good, good. Well, we'll make sure. Ask you a hard question, you have a Bible. I just want to quickly introduce, can I just get a quick raise of hands of how many people have something to read, at least, that they want to do, that they, I know Scott, you're reading, and you have some, oh, you already read, okay, anyone else, and the music, which was beautiful, and Rod, okay. So those are the two reading things we have tonight. Any other musical things that are happening that I don't know about? Okay. All right. Well, let me just kind of introduce it this way. I've been thinking a lot about faith this week and a lot of weeks. And I want to just kind of introduce our conversation tonight because basically we're just going to take some time to talk about our stories of belief and doubt with God, our wrestling and what that looks like. And if we don't, if that doesn't happen, that won't be a problem because we'll just spend quiet time listening to quiet music and meditating on God. So, but let me introduce this time and then we'll hear Rod and Scott read and then we'll talk about some stories. Ephesians 2:8 says this, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God." And by the way, yes, kids, there is a new thing to write on, and coloring pens over there, and I don't mind you all walking over there making noise while I talk, so go for it. I have this belief about faith, and tonight I don't want to have a theological discussion about is my belief in faith really right. I just want you to go with it tonight and be real postmodern, and you don't have to believe it tomorrow. But it works well in this conversation and what we've talked about and Passover and things like that. Okay, I will pause for a moment, the noise. Faith, I kind of feel like it's included in faith. I'm not denying that at all. But I think that what we have done a lot of times when we think about the idea of salvation is that we think it happens in a moment. That like when we're down on our knees and we confess Jesus and we say we want him to be our Lord and Savior, and that's when we get faith and that's when salvation happens to us. But I don't think I believe that per se. I think God gives us faith. And when he gives us that faith, it makes us a free person to begin to struggle with belief in him and doubt in him. And the best way, I think, to illustrate this is through the Exodus story about what we've talked about all the way through the Gospel of John. in the Exodus, my favorite part of the Exodus is once all of the Israelites have made it out of Egypt and they are right up against the Red Sea and they have no way out. The Pharaoh's army is bearing down on them and they've got their backs against the Red Sea and they're afraid. And I think at that point they are still slaves to the Egyptians. But what happens? God, through Moses, through God, parts the Red Sea and they walk through. And once that entire nation walks through the Red Sea, they find themselves in freedom. And what do they then do? They spend the next 40 years struggling with belief and doubt. Do we believe that this God is really who he says he is? And so they spend their life, though they are labeled free people, they spend their life becoming free people. And so the Red Sea, in my mind, is the gift of faith, the gift of freedom to begin that struggle. See, I think people who aren't free, I don't think that the Israelites in bondage had any real opportunity to believe in God. That's why Moses goes to the Pharaoh and says, let us go out in the desert 3 days and journey and worship God. They didn't have that freedom. But once they're given that freedom, the struggle begins. And they believe sometimes and they don't believe other times. They're not obedient. And they begin to develop their faith and their belief. And so that's what I want our conversation today to be. Because I think sometimes that gift of faith could have been given to you when you were first popped out of mom. And it could have been given to you when you were three. And it could have been given to you, you know, right as the time you said, yes, Jesus, I believe in you. And then you there that gift of faith. I think it can be given to you at any point. But that's when we begin that struggle to believe in what in the gift that's been given us. So I'm going to have Rod come up first, and he's going to read his poem and talk about that. And then Scott will come up. And then we'll have a little conversation, and then we'll take some communion and sing a few more songs. And we'll be done.